play cock and piper, you shall not awake the night. What day I
came. You must excuse me, Master Robert Shallow.
Excuses shall not be admitted. There is no excuse out there. You shall not be excused. But, Davy,
Davy, let me see.
William Cook, let him come here. Sir John, you shall not be excused.
No, sir, that, sir. Those precepts cannot be served. And again, sir, shall we sow the headland with wheat?
With red wheat, Davy. But for William Cook, have we no young pigeons?
Yes. Sir, here is now the smith's note for shoeing and plow iron.
Well, let it be cast and paid. Sir John, you shall not be excused.
No, sir, a new link to the bucket must needs be had. And, sir, do you mean to stop any of William's wages about the sack he lost the other day at Hinkley Fair?
You shall answer it. Pigeons, Davy. A couple of short-legged hens, joint of mutton, and some any pretty little tiny kitchens, tell William Cook.
Does the man of war stay all night, sir?
Use him well, Davy. A friend at court is better than a penny in purse. For his men, use them well, for they are arrant knaves and will backbite.
No worse than they are backbitten. They have marvellous foul linen.
Well conceited. About thy business, Davy. Where are you, Sir John? Come. Off with your boots.
Well, off.
Give me your hand, Master.
Are you worship?
Oh, I thank thee from my heart. And welcome, my tall fellow. Come, Sir John.
I'll follow you, Master Robert. Bardolph. What? Look at our horses. I were sawed into quantities. I should make 4 dozen of such bearded hermit staves as Master Shallow. It's a wonderful thing to see the semblable coherence of his men's spirits and his. They, by observing of him to bear themselves like foolish justices, he, by conversing with them, is turned into a justice-like serving man. It's certain that either wise bearing or ignorant carriage is cause of men take diseases one of another. Therefore, let men take heed of the company they keep. I will devise matter enough out of this Shallow to keep Prince Harry in continual laughter. You shall see him laugh till his face may like a wet cloak ill made up.
John.
I come, Master Shallow. I